second parak, third Mishnah. Vola lichtav is a Megillah. Now we would write this in Megillah Saita. Me'ezem okam u'koisiv. From where did he start writing? Me'im lo yishochav ish. This is part of the Pasha of Saita. The at kisotis taras isha, that you were unfaithful to your husband, ve'enu koisiv his ishbiya koinis isha. Those words does not write that the koin will be mashbiya. He does write koisiv yitan Hashem oisach la'olul l'shvua. You'll get a curse and a swear if you were not faithful. These waters, bitter waters, come into you. To cause your stomach to swell up and your thighs to fall down. The words that say that what the woman will say are not written. It's just saying what the curse will be. Rabbi Yossi says he didn't skip any words. He write the whole parasha, including that they should be the words that were left out according to the Tanakhama. Rabbi Yehuda kol atzmai nekosef. He only wrote Ela Yitin Hashem Oisach la'olul l'shvua. Hashem should give you the curse. That's enough to write. Etc. In other words, the words of the Shavua and the curse are written. Anything more than that was not written. That's what we said in the beginning of the Mishnah, that Rabbi Yehuda has the Ksav limited. One of the important words written in is the Shem Hashem, which is going to be erased. According to Rabbi Yehuda, you don't write what the woman is going to say.